The second phase of Gray County's lawn naturalization project at the administration office in Owen Sound is now complete. On September 13, dozens of volunteers and community members joined county elected officials and staff at the second planting event, which saw a rain garden added to the front of the property. Protecting and expanding natural assets is the first action of Going Green in Gray, the county's climate change action plan. Naturalization projects and planting events are a great education tool and a way to improve pollinator habitats and involve the community in climate action, states a news release from the county. We're here today to continue our efforts to naturalize the county administration property by turning this outdated, traditional lawn into something much more eco-friendly, vibrant, and beautiful, said Gray County Warden Brian Milne in the news release. The new rain garden is located at the corner of 9th Avenue East and 6th Street East. Participants planted shrubs such as buttonbush and red osier dogwood and perennial plants such as sweetgrass, cardinal flowers, and black-eyed Susans. This area is located at the base of the hill and receives high amounts of water and moisture runoff from the area. The garden will help to naturally transport, filter, and recharge stormwater runoff. Next steps in the lawn transformation include planting more trees and creating new pollinator-friendly gardens. The lawn naturalization project is being heavily supported by Neighbor Woods North, a local community volunteer group dedicated to educating the public about the benefits and challenges of urban forestry. We're incredibly thankful for the knowledge, skills, and passion the folks at Neighbor Woods North are contributing to this project, said Warden Milne. Here's more from Gray County's news release on the rain garden. Transforming the lawn is a small, but symbolic part of going green in Gray. Gray County is leading by example, setting ambitious goals of reducing greenhouse gas emissions from county operations by 40% by 2030, and reaching net zero emissions by 2045. Gray County Council approved Going Green in Gray in 2022. The plan was developed in consultation with stakeholders from a variety of sectors and hundreds of residents who shared their time, ideas, and expertise. Implementing nature-based solutions, such as rain gardens, is a key part of this plan. Going Green in Gray can be viewed in its entirety at the website here.